everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the February 5th regular council meeting for the city of Jacksonville Beach. We'll begin with our invocation and salute to the flag led by Councilmember Jansen. Please rise.
Let us pray. Good gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day and the blessings that you've given us in it. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, and the perpetuation for our salvation. Lord, we just ask you to look over our first responders and our military as they continue to preserve our peace day in and day out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting is called to order. Madam Clerk, roll call. Councilmember Golden, here. Councilmember Horn.
Here.
Councilmember Jansen.
Here.
Councilmember Beza.
Here.
Councilmember Sutton.
Here.
Mayor Hoffman. Here. Approval of minutes, item A.
I move that we approve the minutes from the regular city council meeting held on January 16th, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B.
I move that we approve the minutes from the council workshop held on January 24th, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Mr. Horn.
Sorry. I think it was Councilman Jansen that mentioned that we were calling everything a sports court initially. I just don't know.
There.
That's it.
Is that a Scrivener's error?
Yeah. It just has my name. I think it was Councilman Jansen.
Okay. We will note that correction. Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda with a modification that we move resolution item A to be done at the same time as the proclamation and the later city council item A.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Announcements. Mr. Stavopoulos.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Good evening. I would like to take this opportunity to provide you with an update on a recent cybersecurity event that has impacted our city's digital infrastructure. First, I want to start off by thanking our Information Services Department, led by our CIO, Bill Rieger. Over the last 7 days, they have done a tremendous amount of work and showed a lot of dedication to the organization and the community with trying to keep our day-to-day activities running as smoothly as possible. So we thank them for that. I want to assure you that our team, in collaboration with law enforcement and cybersecurity specialists, are working diligently to address the situation. However, please understand that due to the active investigation into this matter, I'm limited in the details that I can provide. First and foremost, I want to emphasize that the safety and well-being of our community remain our top priority. I'm pleased to report that our beach's energy utility is fully operational, ensuring our energy services remain uninterrupted. Similarly, the Public Works Pollution Control Plant and water plants are fully functional, safeguarding our city's environmental health and public safety. Our police department's dispatch and processing operations remain fully functional, ensuring no disruption to their vital services to our community. While we have encountered some challenges with our accounting functions, I want to reassure our employees and vendors that we can process pension payroll and employee payroll. We are also making progress in restoring our ability to pay vendors, albeit in a limited fashion. Our email system and call centers are functional, which allows us to maintain effective communication within our city government and with our citizens. Our IS team and external cybersecurity specialists are conducting a thorough forensic investigation to understand the full scope of this event. Concurrently, we are working diligently to safely and fully restore the technical environment, enhance our cybersecurity posture, and prevent future incidents. In closing, we express our gratitude for the patience and support of our community during this challenging time. Rest assured, we are committed to resolving this issue as swiftly as possible. We will keep the council and the public informed within the constraints of the ongoing investigation. Thank you for your attention and continued trust in us to protect and serve this community.
Thank you, Mr. Stavopoulos. Ms. Bowling.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a few announcements as my colleagues know, but for the audience's benefit, all of us except for the mayor, because she was dealing with other important issues, were able to go to Tallahassee last week for a legislative action day that was held in conjunction with the Florida League of Cities. And we met with representatives and senators from our Duval legislative delegation. And I would say that we had very good meetings with all of them, most of them, really. They listened to our concerns, took notes, and asked really good questions. And I wanted to also give an update on the vacation rental bills, because that's a priority for me and something that I'm following for the city council. Just want to let everybody know that the Senate bill for the vacation rentals passed the Senate with some modifications, and there were some good modifications, but the bill is still not where it needs to be. I want to acknowledge Senator Yarborough and Senator Tracy Davis, who both voted against the bill, but it still passed. And so now there's a bill in the House that is moving forward, and it's worse than the Senate bill. It has passed its first committee. I continue to follow it, and I do continue to reach out to our legislators to let them know about the issues in hopes that they will make the appropriate changes to the legislation. Also want to mention that Beaches Watch is having a meeting this Wednesday, February 7th at 7 o'clock, and it's pretty timely because Scott Dudley, who's with the Florida League of Cities, is going to be talking about the legislative session and the bills that impact our communities, and that will be at 7 o'clock at the Beaches Branch Library. And I would encourage anybody to come to that meeting, because part of the way that we make an impact with some of these bad bills is through citizens reaching out to our legislators, because they represent us and they need to hear from us. And then last but not least, I want to say I was very proud of our city, our police department, our volunteers, and all three beaches, actually, in the Donna Marathon and Half Marathon yesterday. I, as a runner, did the race. I didn't do it really well, but I finished. I'm a little bit sore today, but at least I finished it. But it was so encouraging to see all of our citizens lined up along the route, cheering for the runners. I mean, it was just an encouraging, an uplifting, and an inspiring event. And the support that was done from the city's perspective behind the scenes was absolutely amazing. It and made it such a great event. And I want to commend everybody that was involved on the city side in supporting the event. Thank you.
Mr. Jansen?
Yeah, just to echo what Councilmember Golding has said, my whole family attended the race yesterday, and several of them ran half marathons and full marathons, as one of our family members is currently going through breast cancer, a battle with breast cancer. So I am proud of our city and sponsoring this event. It's a worthy cause, and getting out there and showing that we can unite as a community for a cause like this. And on to boring news. So when we were in Tallahassee, I learned this morning that some changes were made to sovereign immunity. For those that don't understand what sovereign immunity is, that's basically the amount you can sue a city for an incident. They raised the caps on the amount that you can file a lawsuit for. However, there was no amendment in place that prevent you from suing. In other words, if someone got tripped and fell in 2020 and the caps were changed, then once their case was resolved, then they can get the higher amount. Well, today they put an amendment in there that says it's tied to the date of the incident. So the cap is based on when the incident happened, which that's good news for us. And they took off the tying it to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, so they won't fluctuate, the caps won't fluctuate. It'll be a set number, and it'll be until it gets addressed again by the state. So that's good news for us in that regard. I think there's something else, but I don't remember what it was. Cybersecurity. All I ask is that the community continue to have understanding and patience with us as we kind of work through all these issues. It's going to take a little bit of time, But your understanding and your patience go a long ways. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jansen. I want to echo congratulations to Ms. Golding and to the Jansen family. I was at the start of the race, and I was at the finish line, but there was no running in between. But it was a great crowd. They had really great attendance, and the rain held off for most of the race. So they were fortunate in that, but really proud, as always, of our city staff and the police department who was out there. Volunteers, citizens on patrol. It's an all-hands-on-deck kind of event for all three of our beaches communities, so it's really proud to be out there and to be part of it. Did any of this side run at all? Bill, I heard you swam it. You did 26.2 yes. That morning. maybe in the future we'll get a little more council participation out there. There's also a State of the Cities luncheon for the Jack's Chamber Beaches Division on Thursday. That's going to be at Casa Marina, and you do have to pre-register, so if you're interested in getting an update, if you missed Beaches Watch a few weeks ago, you can always attend that. It's always a great meeting and chance to hear from the three beaches mayors. Okay. We are done with announcements. We will move on to courtesy of the Florida visitors. We have one card that is not attached to an agenda item, and that is Jacob Wallace Crenshaw. Come on up, give us your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes to address the council.
My name is Jacob Crenshaw. Y'all familiar with me? I stand here before this council for the fifth time in as many months. Tonight, we're here to announce the achievement of a truly great American. Someone who has spent their life dedicated to fighting for the fair enforcement of laws and brought forward an era of cooperation between citizens and police when it desperately needed it. That relationship she fostered has been perverted, distorted, and used to gaslight citizens into believing a false narrative about this council, its intentions, and its treatment of its citizens. I can't help but wonder what her opinion of this council would be. This council cares not for the citizens, but their own political careers, aspirations, and business interests. I'm certain she would be willing to call for an investigation into that illegal eviction your police department forced for a developer on August 10th. I'm certain that she would consider her oath being to uphold, defend, and support the Constitution, unlike Mayor Hoffman, who has made it perfectly clear via email that she was not obligated to uphold or defend the Constitution, merely support it. That's not a politician. That police department illegally enforced that eviction. I have a long-term lease to that property. Your department not only allowed, but enabled a business to operate in a new Airbnb, circumvent eviction laws, and now this council refuses to investigate it in order to avoid damages. I was well within my right to be on that property and take the actions in which I took. I was defending my legal right to peacefully enjoy my property. This council needs to investigate this matter. You're corrupt. You have no desire whatsoever to support your citizens and allow them to enjoy their civil liberties.
Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw. That was the only courtesy of the floor card. We'll move on to consent agenda.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, now we will move on to the fun part of our meeting. We are going to be recognizing Margaret McQueen. So we have two items. As you heard, we modified the agenda. So we'll do the proclamation, and then we'll follow that by the resolution. And we are joined by members of McQueen family, her church community, and friends and other relatives here. So we're really honored to have you all here today. So I'm going to start with the proclamation, then we'll move on to the sign vote, and then we'll all hop up and get a group photo if you guys don't mind. Okay? So the proclamation, Margaret McQueen Day. Whereas Margaret McQueen was born and raised in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, and whereas Margaret served as a second grade teacher at Seabreeze Elementary School, and whereas Margaret led the Jacksonville Beach Community Action Co-op to address community issues of crime and to further increase the cooperative partnership between citizens and police in 1989, and whereas Margaret was elected by the citizens of the city of Jacksonville Beach on November 5th, 1991, to City Council Seat 4 and served her term until November 15, 1994, and whereas Margaret was the first African-American to hold political office in Jacksonville Beach, And whereas Margaret was appointed on February 2nd, 1998, to fill an unexpired term for City Council, seat 4, District 1, through November 18th, 1998. And whereas Margaret was part of a group that organized the Community Assisted Policing effort known as CAPE program, which used community policing methods to solve issues in the downtown and South Pablo Beach neighborhoods. And whereas Margaret McQueen was instrumental in implementing legislation for the construction of the Jacksonville Beach City Hall and Police Department headquarters in 1999, now therefore I, Christine H. Hoffman, Mayor of the City of Jacksonville Beach, do hereby proclaim Monday, February 5th, 2024 as Margaret McQueen Day, and encourage all Jacksonville Beach citizens to honor Margaret McQueen's legacy by participating in the observance. Margaret McQueen's birthday today, so that really worked out well in terms of our timing. So we will move on to the resolution. Do we have a staff presentation on that? Mr. Fatides.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Jason Fatides, Parks and Recreation. This item, we're requesting Council approve an application for an honoree street name. The honoree is Miss Margaret McQueen. I think by the proclamation that the mayor just read, it's clear that she had significant contribution to our community in terms of civil involvement. She resided, I think, at 222 7th Street South. The home is currently occupied, I believe, by her son and owned by her son. And if this application is successful, we'll put a sign on the corner of 2nd Avenue South and 7th Street South. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fatides. Can we have the resolution read by title, please?
A resolution of the City of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, approving application and honorary street name designation sign location for an honoree under the honorary street name designation policy, authorizing sign installation, providing for adoption of recitals, repeal of prior inconsistent resolutions and council decisions, severability, and an effective date.
And a motion?
Mayor, I don't have a motion here.
For the resolution, you should. It's the one that we moved up from.
Oh, I'm sorry. I move that we adopt resolution number 2167-2024, approving the honorary street name designation application for honoree Margaret McQueen.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion by council? I just wanted to thank Mabel McQueen, among her family members as well, for approaching me with this idea, and Lily Sullivan, who is here somewhere. Thank you, Lily, the president of the Rhoda L. Martin Cultural Heritage Center. And we worked together along with city staff to put this application package together. And if I had known it was going to out as part of the package, I would have used better penmanship. So I apologize for that. But I think this is a really a great program that we've been able to see put in effect across our city so far, and I think it's a really appropriate way to honor Mrs. McQueen and her contributions to our city. Mr. Jansen.
And happy birthday.
Any other discussion from council? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Bowling?
Yes.
Councilmember Horn?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes. Motion carries.
Yes.
want to come over here?
No, I've never heard it before, but I've heard others that are angry, but I've heard a lot of city meetings. That's how you know you're in that meeting.
In recognition, we will move on to the next item, which is discussion of the appointment of Council Seat 4, District 1. As you should all know, we lost one of our council members to resignation at the end of last year, so we have a vacancy on our council, which is up to the council to appoint the replacement. In this case, the replacement will be until the next election, which is this November. So whoever fills this position will have to, if they would like to run for election, would file in June to be on the ballot in November. And then this person would, when elected, would only serve for the balance of the original term, which would be 2 more years after that. Did I get all that right? Okay. whoever is appointed would also need to fill out Form 6. Which, if you're paying attention to the news and the original resignation, know that that is, it's a thing that we do now. Okay, so what we're going to do is open up the floor for nominations. We'll take nominations from the council. We will close the floor for nominations, and then we will have an opportunity for we'll read all the speaker cards, the nominees, if they would like to speak, and the council members who can speak at that time. So right now, we'll go ahead and open the floor for nominations. Ms. Golding.
I nominate Ron McDonald.
Mr. Sutton.
I'll nominate John Wagner.
Do we have any other nominations? Mr. Mesa.
Nominate Matt Mass.
Any other nominations? I hope not, because those were the only three applications we received. Okay, the floor is closed. We will, actually, if the council members want to speak first, and then we'll go to speaker cards. If anyone wants to speak on their nominee, Mr.
I just want to speak on all the nominees that we have right now. I think Jacksonville Beach is a unique community. It's a wonderful community, and I always say this. Anytime the city faces challenges when it comes to filing seats or board members, there's always people here to step up to help the community, make the community better. So for those three candidates that put their hand in the ring, it's very much appreciated. It's not hard. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's very rewarding, but there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, even after. If I do leave office this year or whenever that is, there's always work that needs to be done. And as long as there's citizens in Jacksonville Beach that want to continue, that want to contribute to this city, I think we'll be in good hands. Regardless if we agree or disagree on issues, or anything else. I think this is a great community. So for those three candidates that decided to step up, thank you very much. And I remember in 2012 when I did not win the primary election, a person that I became friends and eventually became a colleague, Mayor Chris Hoffman, she told me to continue to stay involved, continue to contribute, and to not give up. If you don't win this nomination today, don't give up. Continue your contributions to this community, because this community deserves people like you guys, people like us. So with that being said, thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Ms. Golding?
Thank you, Mayor. I would just like to add the reason I'm nominating Rhonda is because of Rhonda's community involvement, both in Jacks Beach, but also with other work that she's done outside of Jacksonville Beach. I spoke to all three candidates, and all three candidates had very impressive resumes, that's a really good thing to have three really good candidates to choose from, but makes it hard for sure. But I believe that Rhonda, she has been very involved over the last several years. Some of our more challenging issues have been development related, and Rhonda has shown that she has a grasp of the processes and the decision-making criteria around rezonings and PUDs and that sort of thing. She's someone who has done research on the issues. She's a good communicator, and I believe she would work to find common ground. So I think she would be a good fit for the seat, and that's why I nominated her.
Thank you, Ms. Golding. Mr. Satin.
Thank you, Mayor. First off, again, Councilmember Golding and Councilmember Meza have said, I found myself honestly a little bit dismayed a few weeks ago when we only had three applicants that had applied for the open seat. However, after interviewing all three candidates, I can say in my humble opinion, the quality of these three individuals is really outstanding. And I personally thank all three of them very much for stepping forward and expressing an interest. Regarding Mr. Wagner, he shared a lot with me about his passion and motivation for our community that are driving him really to take a more active role now. So in addition to his commitment to the beach, I'll just share a few things. He's an executive leader with a broad range of experience in various roles and different types of organizations, really. I believe his experiences will best complement this current council and help drive diversity of ideas and thinking. He's a seasoned negotiator and business development leader. These types of skills will be useful as this council works through things such as modifying and negotiating project and contract changes, difficult relationships, and other various initiatives either facing us now or that we'll face in the future. He's held many leadership roles with varying size teams, which I believe will be helpful as we work to optimize and improve the integrations and the interactions with the community that I think stand to be improved upon, and obtaining the thoughts and the inputs from the community, which really should be the primary impetus of what drives us here on this council. Mr. Wagner's given up his time through numerous philanthropies and boards, including University of North Florida's Health Administration Advisory Board, UNS Health Administration Alumni Board, through the Beaches Museum, the Fletcher All-Class Reunion Committee, Disability IN, which helps organizations to achieve disability inclusion and equality, and Angelwood, which provides disability services to those here in the Jacksonville community. John has leadership experience in early stage companies and startups, which requires him to be individually motivated and willing to jump in and do any task that is important to accomplish that organization's goals, which I think would be helpful. And lastly, and as important to me personally, as his extensive and impressive corporate background at organizations like St. Luke's, Florida Blue, Walgreens, Lucerna, and Flagler, he is passionate about the beaches community. He's committed to a positive vision for Jacks Beach representative of the community and its citizens and nothing else. John is a native and a beach person. He grew up here, having attended elementary school at both San Pablo and Seabreeze, the sixth grade center, both Fletcher Junior and Fletcher Senior High, where he played football at Fletcher under the likes of Mike McCann and Kevin Brown. He's seen both the good and bad of Jacksonville Beach in his 50 plus years here, and therefore I believe has an excellent framework and background with which to draw upon, which can help mold a positive and beautiful future for us here in Jackson Beach. So that's why I nominate John Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton. Mr. Warner?
I want to say echo the comments from my colleagues in that it's very nice to have well-equipped, well-qualified candidates and people that are applying for this position. When we had these nominations recently for the board applications, it's similarly, it's very good that we have these resources and the people in the community that are willing to put out the effort to serve their community. And I just want to say thank you to every one of the candidates for dealing with my horrible schedule when I was able to reach out and finally get in contact with you. I appreciate all of your time, and I'm just happy to have this opportunity with all these great candidates. Thank you.
Mr. James.
Yeah, I'll keep it brief. I'm just echoing my colleagues here that we have three wonderful candidates. I got to speak with all of them. I'm happy that we have that. And I think what's most important, I think what shows in my vote, is that we have an eclectic council across a broad range of abilities. So that's what one of the things I look for when I'm making a decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jansen. Mr. Mason.
I was going to add one more thing. We are a very active city council member. We go to Tallahassee and we show our faces, and our representatives can tell that we do care. So whoever does get the position, I hope you're ready to get to work and travel with us to make sure our beaches is protected. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mesa. Before we move on to speaker cards, I will just add as well appreciation for the candidates who threw their hat into the ring, because the litany of things I read off before is not necessarily encouraging to applying for one of these offices. So I appreciate that we had three really quality candidates. I've been serving on this body for 12 years now, and this is only the second time that we've had a council appointment, and it's within a year and a half. So it is unusual, and especially I think in this frequency, just based on my own experience of having gone 10 years without ever having done a council appointment to one of our seats. So I think you can tell we don't take this lightly. We have received a lot of emails, phone calls. Sounds like we've all met with or know each of the candidates in one way or the other. So we've put a lot of time and effort into this. So that being said, when we get to speaker cards, let's keep it tight. Just tell us what we need to know, and we'll keep the speakers moving on through. And then if the nominees want to have a chance, if they didn't fill out a speaker card, we'll do that there at the end. So I'm going to start with the easy ones, and thank you for this, for the I do not wish to speak, but I would like to support Rhonda McDonald. That is from Louanne Lentz, Mary Phillips, and Trey Phillips. Thank you all for submitting those cards. First to the podium will be Jennifer Cruz. Jennifer, if you want to come on up, you will have 3 minutes to address the council.
Good evening, Mayor, and to the other esteemed members of this council. I'm Jennifer Cruz. I'm a Duval County native, longtime resident of Jacksonville Beach, and manager of the Cartage Giddens Funeral Home, right at the end of the street here. I wanted to take a couple of minutes to highly recommend my good friend, John Wagner. I was introduced to John over 20 years ago by my husband, Donald Cruz. Donald and John have known each other for nearly 50 years. They played Pop Warner football together. Both graduated from Fletcher in 1985. And they've been the closest of friends throughout. John is a passionate supporter of law enforcement. He has been a supporter of my husband's career as a Jacksonville Beach police officer and at his time with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. John Wagner is a man that loves this city. He is highly supportive of its endeavors and he strives for this city to be safe. And I think that's most important to all of us. As long as I have known John, I can emphatically say that he does not see a person's color, but sees their character. He chooses to assess people for their abilities over their disabilities. He does not care about a person's gender, but only if they are genuine, and chooses to judge on authenticity over ethnicity. John Wagner is of the highest moral character and someone you want on your side in times of joy and difficulty. He is good for Jacksonville Beach, and I hope you all will agree and consider him with serious conviction. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Cruz. Daryl Shields.
Daryl Shields, 315 18th Street North, Jacks Beach. First, thank all of you for your service to the city. My wife and I have lived in Jacksonville Beach for 57 years and watched our city grow and change over the years. It remains a great place to live. I'm a resident of District 1 and would like to have Rhonda McDonald as my council representative. I have found her to be thoughtfully informed, articulate, organized, and positive. She has been a small business owner and a resident of Jacks Beach for 31 years. Mrs. McDonald would be an excellent choice to serve on the council. I ask you to please consider her as you vote to fill the vacancy in District 1. Jacks Beach would be well served with Mrs. McDonald as a council member. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shields. John Tipton.
John Tipton, I reside at 5136 Street North. As a 70-year resident of Jacksonville Beach, I've seen this place change a little bit over the years. I have worked with Rhonda on a couple of projects. I have found her to be very flexible, articulate, and excellent communicator. I think she'd make an excellent addition to the council, and I would like to put my support behind her. And it might not hurt to have three ladies up there.
Thank you, Mr. Tipton. Michelle Tipton.
Good evening. Michelle Tipton, 2333 Azalea Drive. I am here also in support of Rhonda McDaniel. I've worked with her on a couple different efforts and has seen how she works. And she is excellent leader. She's very organized. She does her research and knows what she's talking about when she's working on something. And I strongly support her, and I just truly think she has a true commitment in the betterment of Jacksonville Beach. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tipton. Deidre Dwyer. I did not say the first name correctly. There's a lot of vowels there.
That's an Irish name. My name is Deirdre Dwyer. I'm 636 3rd Avenue South in Jacksonville Beach. I'm here to support Rhonda McDonald. I have known Rhonda for about 5 years, and in that time, she has just been very deeply engaged in her community. She has held the principal. She opened her own school and was principal, school owner, and in that time, doing a lot of conflict resolution. Also a very strong advocate in the Beaches area and beyond. She has an amazing ability to listen deeply to people and to respond with a great deal of respect and understanding and empathy. When I think about her character, the word integrity comes to mind. And she treats people, all people, the same, and responds to them with genuine interest and concern. In my relationship with her as a well-being instructor. I've seen her be a very smart organizer in managing events, dealing with situations, personal and interpersonal, with graciousness, responding patiently to problems as they arise on the go. And I hope my husband and I are giving her our full and unequivocal support on this next council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Dwyer. Kevin Brown.
Kevin Brown, 1833 Kings Court, Jacks Beach. First of all, I want to thank y'all. I don't get an opportunity all the time, so for all your support in what I do on the beach, with the dunes, with the sea goats, with the turtles, so I got an opportunity to say thanks. For me, I got to coach John, and I've known John Wagner for 40 years. And one of the things we try to do with our youth in this community is teach them to be good citizens, productive, and I always told them, give back to your community. When you get in a position, don't hesitate. You give back. Now, we've heard all this busyness. He's been in the health industry, and where he had to negotiate and be a very good listener. He had to be patient, making decisions, especially during COVID. I'm sure that was rough in his profession. I've been fortunate enough to work on a committee with him. And what I always stress to people is be good listeners. Be good listeners and take in everything you hear. Understand, educate yourself, inform yourself. And don't debate without facts. And John's very good at that. But it's a great opportunity for me to endorse him and see one of our own grow up and now want to give back and be a pillar and and be virtuous in our community. He's one of ours, and I think we ought to consider that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We do not have any other speaker cards. I wanted to give each of the candidates an opportunity to come up and address the council. And I'll go, and you don't have to, but I'll go in order of nomination. So starting with Ms. McDonald, would you like to address the council?
Do I need to say my name?
Yes, please, the usual.
Amanda Sankey McDonald. I reside at 1120 2nd Avenue North in Jacksonville Beach. Thank you all very much. Thank you for the nomination, Councilman Golding. Thank you all for your time. It was wonderful to talk with all of you all, even those who did not nominate me. And I just wanted to underscore, I've served this community since 1980 as a teacher, since 1995 as a journalist, keeping track of Times Union Shorelines, keeping track of the issues at the beach and watching development happen and staying abreast of that. And since 2009 as an advocate for Mayport Village. A year ago, I started with a group of people, Better Beach 32250. I'm definitely committed to our community, to making it better, and I appreciate very much what you do. I would like to join you. And one way or another, though, I will be serving the interests of this community along with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. Mr. Wagner.
John Wagner, 74 Evans Drive, Jacksonville, Florida. Honorable Mayor Hoffman, Vice Mayor Golden, member of the councils, employees, and residents of our beautiful beaches. Good evening, and I want to start by thanking you for your ongoing dedication to keeping our beaches safe and beautiful. I am, as I said, John Wagner, and I'm here to formally request consideration for appointment to City Council Seat 4, District 1. And I know Corey left quite a legacy, and if I'm appointed, I plan to make the city equally proud. Diane and I take the opportunity to serve very seriously, and we believe the time is now. I was born and raised as a beach resident, and like so many other wonderful families, my parents ended up here with me. My mother started teaching at Bayport, became vice principal at Seabreeze, and principal throughout Jacksonville, She still lives in the same house in Neptune Beach that we grew up in, my brother and his extended family, many of them are Beach's residents. So the beaches are incredibly important to us. So what are those beaches experienced that I believe shaped me? And, you know, it's the beach of soccer, Little League, Pop Warner. It's being able to go and explore the salt marshes, fishing or surfing at the pier, and hiking and biking in our nature trails. We've enjoyed all of it, and it's helped shape us and help us grow. And what I really want to make sure is those types of parks and recreation activities are available and continue to be the experiences our residents can have. I attended the University of North Florida, where I got a bachelor's in business management and a master's in health administration. All of these life experiences helped influence what I believe to be an absolutely amazing and fortunate career. I'm not going to hit on that, but I think we've covered it. In 2007, Diane and I built a house in Seabreeze Woods, which is District 1. And we still live there and enjoy calling that amazing neighborhood our home. We have many friends, and people just love to be around in that community. And while the beaches have changed, they remain the gemstone of the greater Jacksonville area. And I take pride in the beaches, and I want to help influence our future strategic vision based on the voice of the people and our business leaders. Whether it is shaping and implementing the downtown redevelopment vision or the urban trail project, supporting our city administration, or any number of the long list of efforts, both big and small, to help maintain our high quality of life. I am confident that my extensive professional and philanthropic experiences will contribute to being a successful representative for District 1. With me, you get a qualified beach native who contributed at a high level. Now, I know you have an important decision in front of you, and it's going to help shape the future of Jack's Beach. And you have three quality candidates. And I know that you will not make this decision lightly, so I really appreciate your commitment as servant leaders. And I want to thank you all for your time and careful consideration. And I stand ready to join you to serve our great community at So Chosen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wagner. Mr. Metz, would you like to speak?
That's 610 South Avenue South, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. So thank you all for the opportunity to throw my hat in the ring, and as well, thank you all for the time that you've given me to present myself and make the relationships with each of you so we can continue to work together going forward. I don't know one of the candidates very well. I do know John from some past experience, and will say I've had nothing but positive experiences with him as well. So. Overall, it sounds like you guys have a wonderful candidate pool, and I'd just like to highlight for myself that I am a beach resident of 8 years, and I chose to be here for a reason. For me, it is community. It wasn't about the house. It wasn't about the location. It was about the feel, the environment, and that's really what I hope to continue to contribute in the beaches area, be it on city council or any other way. That's kind of what I bring to the table. I will say my experiences in being involved in projects that are not my specialty. My experiences in evaluating things for what they are and determining what's in the best interest of the entity that I'm representing. So I would come with no agenda, with no priority that I'm pushing. I would come specifically to look at what's presented by the city, for the city, what's brought to us from the residents, and address that with a critical eye and bring that forward with clear and concise communication. I think there's definitely opportunity in many areas of the city, and I'm happy to continue to work with all of you and with anyone else in the city and continue to be a part in any way that I can. I definitely see this as a stopgap, a carryover, if you will. I know everybody's kind of addressing it like it's a long-term council position. Perhaps it will translate to that for someone. But the reality is we've got about 9 months here where we need somebody to sit in that seat, pay attention, and make sure that things aren't missed along the way. I feel perfectly qualified, definitely motivated to do that with you all. And at the end of the day, we've heard a lot from a lot of citizens. I think that's fantastic. I love that people are involved in that these candidates have that reputation. So all in all, I just wanted to say thank you very much for the time so far. I look forward to continuing to work with you in any capacity that I can bring that value.
Thank you, Mr. Metz. Any other comments from council? Okay, so what we will do now is the clerk will read each of your names, and when your name is called, if you could state the candidate that you are voting for. Go ahead with roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Horn?
Wagner.
Councilmember Jansen?
Wagner.
Councilmember Meza?
Mr. Metz.
Councilmember Sutton?
Wagner.
Councilmember Golding?
McDonald.
Mayor Hoffman?
Metz. Mr. Wagner, congratulations. You will be joining us on the City Council. So, I'm ready to work. We've developed a high standard here, as you can hear from the other candidates. To the other two, thank you so much. I know that this will not be the end of your involvement with the City of Jacksonville Beach, and we look forward to that. So, no calls. Okay, moving along to, we did the consent agenda, Mayor and Council. Okay. City Manager, Item A, I think that would be Mr.
Cuevas. Mr. Cuevas.
Oh, Mr. Cuevas, come on up.
Good evening, everyone, Mayor and City Council. My name is Don Cuevas. I'm the Engineering Supervisor for Regis Energy Services. So basically, our existing agreement with our approved distribution speaker supplier expired. We brand the distribution switchgears are used for operation maintenance of our electric system. It can be used for automatic or manual isolation of a circuit that needs repair. And so we work with our procurement. We send out the request for proposals to several suppliers, and we were fortunate enough to receive two. And both of them, we have experience. We bought several types of switchgear from both of them. And also for purposes of redundancy, we are recommending that we actually approve both of them to be our future supplier for switchgears for the next 5 years.
Thank you, Mr. Cuevas. And a motion?
I move that we award RFP number 01-2324 to Traeger Engineering Corporation and Wesco Distribution, Inc. for the supply, repair, and upgrade of switchgears for Beaches Energy Services.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion from council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Horn?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes, motion carries. Item B.
I'm the Putnam Director of Beaches Energy. I'm bringing forward this agenda item. This is for the replacement of 638,000 volt circuit breakers. All six are nearing their end of useful life, and you know, similar to the circuit breaker in your house, they operate the same way. However, the misoperation of these could cause us to have to receive great fines from NERC because of instability to the bulk electric system. So. Similarly to what I brought you not too long ago about vehicles, the lead time for these circuit breakers is now up to 2 years. It used to be maybe 3 to 6 months. So we're asking for these to be purchased now, and it won't be installed until hopefully fiscal year 26. So if you have the recommended motion before you. Any questions?
Go ahead and get a motion, please.
I move that we award bid number 2223-13 to Stuart C. Irby for the purchase of high voltage circuit breakers for an amount not to exceed $718,001.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Meza.
Yeah, Mr. Berman, question on the purchase. How many is it that we're buying again?
Six.
And
three different substations. There's six total.
That's the final price. It's not going to you guys are not going to come back and decay?
No, that's the bid price. That's what we're going
to pay. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Mr. Horn?
We are purchasing these now, or when do you...
We are actually purchasing them now, because the lead time to build them and deliver them is right now in excess of 2 years.
Okay, so we, and I heard you say you're planning on installing them in 2 years. That's when we get them delivered. We're not getting them ahead of time.
We will get them, yeah, probably around two, within about 2 years we'll get them. But in the meantime, we'll be doing the engineering in preparation for installing them in fiscal year 26.
Okay, and any warranty that we have goes, starts the installation, correct? Not a purchase?
Once it's installed.
Okay. Okay.
Ms. Golden.
Alan, you know, we only had one qualified bid response, so that's concerning to me, because my concern is, does this put us in a position where, okay, we have to accept whatever we get, and is that...
I guess what I'll say is, over my career here, I've seen some times where I'll get seven bids, and I'll see at times where I get one or two, and this just happens to be one where, you know, we had no other bids, and likely because they couldn't supply in a timely manner, and that's probably the holdup for most bids to say, I can't supply to you within the 2 year time frame, so.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sutton?
Alan, similarly to Councilmember Golding's question, so with only one bid, you know, we're sort of at their mercy, but this is locked in as far as the pricing, regardless of their supply chain and whatever happens between now and then. So, thanks.
Mr. Horn, revisit?
Yes, actually, I did want to say, and Councilman Golding, remind me, we do have one bid. Is this, I know you were saying you guys are asking for approval. Is this a reasonable cost for these?
It is. It is based on the previous pricing. Plus, we know there's a increase in price over the last couple of years. It's within that range.
It's within the range. Okay.
Yeah, we're satisfied with it. Or else we wouldn't have brought it forward.
I thought about it previously, and I just forgot to ask earlier. Thank you.
Mr. Jansen.
Do we have any familiarity with Stuart Gorey? Have we used him before, and are you satisfied with their...
We've used them in the past with the same type of equipment and other switch gears. They're very good.
Excellent. Thank you.
Seeing no other questions or comments, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Horn?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes, motion carries. Moving on to resolutions, we've already done item A. Item B, Ms. Gosselin, do you want to just introduce that item?
This is a resolution due to the resignation and the vacancy of Council Seat 4, District 1. The appointment that was made tonight only goes through the next election cycle, which will be this election in November of 2024. With our, our code requires a resolution to be made in order to add this seat to the other seats that are regularly on this cycle. This is an off-cycle election for this one seat, and so resolutions require that we need to send to the supervisor of election to get them added onto the ballot. This seat.
Thank you. Will you read the resolution by title, please?
A resolution of the City of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, scheduling a municipal election for certain offices, scheduling a qualifying period for candidates, designating places of polling, opening and closing of polls, providing for an effective date.
And a motion, please?
I move that we adopt resolution number 2168-2024, scheduling the municipal election for certain offices, scheduling qualifying period for candidates, designating places of polling, and opening and closing of polls.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion or questions by council? Mr. Jansen.
Just want to make a comment that I think that somewhere along the line, maybe in the future at a briefing or something like that, we can have a discussion of how this looks for the selection of vacancies whenever somebody leaves, and so maybe they're not having to run two or three times before their actual seat comes up for election. That's it.
And we did discuss that very briefly at our briefing when we were discussing the process, because it is dictated in our charter. So it would have to go, we would have to decide to put it on the ballot for a charter amendment. Yes, Mr. Stoffles.
We actually have, I believe, at the March briefing, a topic with council to see if there's anything else that you want to add to the ballot for November of 2024. So if there are any charter amendments that the council would like to consider, that would be the time to bring them up. If we do not have our city attorney seated by then, I'm sure Mr. Shepherd would be more than happy to help us draft the appropriate language.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd.
No problem.
Any other questions? And like I said earlier, it's been more than 10 years that we've had to do this, so hopefully it'll be that long before we have to do it again. Any other questions, comments from council? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Horn?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Mason?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes. Motion carries. Next motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Mr. Horn can stay. Everyone have a great night. Thank you for being here.